from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fair. We're going to talk with Jared Sandler about the Rangers. Segment here is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
He's in the building!
What's up, fellas? Gavin, how's Oxnard?
Well, you know, no complaints. Everything's going pretty good. Now, with the Rangers, you know, a 1-5 roadie, are you ready to say at this point that this team just isn't very good, Jared?
Is Dak ever going to talk on our station?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. Does it bear us?
Well, I don't know either.
Probably post-game.
Yeah, you but know, not that, like he's not going to just sit in the seat and like answer questions for 10 minutes.
I don't think so. I think he might have graduated to that next level of quarterback aloofness.
Got it. Okay. I was just curious. Gavin, they're five games under 500, two-thirds of the way into the season, right? So, to some degree, you are what your record says you are. They have not been very good up to this point. Can they be? I think the question simply is whether or not they can get the bats going. If you're sitting there wondering, hey, I don't know what to make of this ball club, then I would ask yourself this question. Do you believe that they can get things going offensively? Because if you do, then my answer to you would be, all right, well, then you probably should believe that this team is going to make a fun little run here of the final 53 games. If you don't think so, then you probably would be of the opinion that you're just in for more of the same, what it's been. A little starting, a little stopping, not being able to just drive down the Autobahn without any obstruction. So I hate to make it that simple, but I think it really does come down to that, is whether or not they can get this lineup going, because that has been the biggest issue for this team. It's obviously not something that anyone anticipated, but that's just kind of the reality.
How much could you contextualize just how sort of difficult, how much of an outlier it would be for a team at this point in the season to be able to kind of flip the switch with one huge piece of their team, and in this case it's the lineup? Like how common is it that you see a team be able to flip it like that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Eric, and I think so. For an individual player, I would say that it's not the craziest thing, because for a lot of these guys, you're going to get from A to Z, and it just year to year might be a little bit of a different path. That's not to say that every player is more or less, with some sort of, 5 to 10% delta is going to reach their numbers, because guys get better, guys get worse. But, typically, guys are able to, get to when they're not like at a peer to their career from an age standpoint, where it would be prohibitive, like 37 years old or something, or injuries impacted, you can more or less get to where you're going to go. Maybe you're just due for a hot stretch, right? But for a team, for a lineup, it's tough. I guess you got to ask the questions why. Why has this team been where it's been? And one thing is, well, you've been without one of your key bats and Josh Young. All right, well, you got him back now. So that's put that in the column of, yeah, it could be different. But then another reason is because you haven't gotten a whole lot of out of Adolis Garcia. And, all right, to what degree do you believe that Adolis Garcia can get this going? Because if you think, hey, this guy's so streaky and we just haven't ridden one of those waves since April, or, we're about to see that again, all right, then maybe it can get going. The growth of Wyatt Langford, right? The legitimate reason why Wyatt Langford could be way better over the final 2 months than he was over the first, 3-4 months. But it just there are a lot of these questions, right? And in any sport, when you go into a season or you're assessing a situation and there are a lot of question marks, sure, some of them, might be answered favorably, but what are the chances that all of them are? And, not that the Rangers need every single one of these things to hit, but gosh, they do need better from Adolis Garcia. They, it's fair or unfair for a 22-year-old rookie, but it would be important, given Adolis Garcia's struggles, for Wyatt Langford to give them a lot more. And gosh, you do need more from Adolis Garcia. You need more from Jonah Heim. The Rangers have gotten very little production from their captain position, right? So there's just a lot of these things, and it's just, I don't know. And by the way, sidebar, credit to Nate Lowe. He's been really good. Credit to Josh Young. He's been really good. And credit to Corey Seager after a slow first month coming back from surgery. The last 55 games from Corey Seager has been last year's Corey Seager. But center field has not been productive. The DH spot has not been productive. And it's been tough to overcome all those things.
And, I mean, to your point, Jared, it seems like Boch is trying with messing with this lineup a little bit. It started this week with having Josh Smith lead off, and you drop Marcus Semien for the first time as a Ranger down to the three spot. But, you talk about the underperformance. How drastic is it from this time compared to a year ago? Adolis seems like he's getting the finger pointed most by fans. But to your point, Jonah Heim was such a catalyst for this team last year in his all-star campaign. He was so damn good, maybe arguably the best catcher in the big leagues.
Yeah, and here's the thing. That answer, and we all know that I'm not the best at like a 20-second answer, but a part of the reason why that last answer was so long is because it's not one guy. Right. Chris Young said this the other day. He was asked specifically about Adolis, and his answer was spot on. He's like, hey, yeah, we need Adolis to be better, but this lineup can't be about one guy. If a lineup's about one guy, then it's probably not as good of a lineup as you think. The reason why this lineup has struggled is it's because of the fact that we can point to multiple guys who just, for whatever reason, it hasn't been their year. And then, obviously, in the case of Josh Young and Evan Carter, Evan struggled when he was healthy, but he hasn't been around, so you haven't had the opportunity for him to grow and get back to last year's Evan Carter, and Josh Young hasn't been around. But yeah, Jonah Heim, you're not looking at Jonah to be an aircraft carrier by any means for this lineup, but one of the strengths of the lineup last year was that 1-9 depth, the production that you would get in, the first third, the middle third, and the bottom third. Maybe there were teams that had a better 1-2-3 combo to lead off their lineup, but the Rangers were getting production all throughout, and Jonah Heim was a big part of that. So, again, it's not just Jonah's fault. It's not just Adolis' fault. It's not just Evan or just, but all these things add up, right? A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit, there, and then it combines to be a lot, and that's kind of what's, been the problem for the Rangers this year.
All right, Jared, we focused on the things that aren't going well right now. What are the things that are going well?
Well, we're not in St. Louis's humidity right now anymore.
We're not in St. Louis anymore.
But is there – okay.
Yeah, and you've done not a, that no, great.
You've done a great job.
What's up with St. Louis?
No,
what's
I've been in the Gateway Arch. It scared the hell out of me. That Italian place. Section, the hill, is not bad, though. The Italian section, I think, is pretty good food. But we focus on there are some good things about this baseball team.
Yeah, no, there are.
But is there just too many questions to overcome the things that are going wrong with the team right now? Things that are good, can they overcome?
If you were to, we just listed individual players, but collectively, the only real question that needs to be answered favorably for this division to be won is the lineup, right? Now, that's right. not just like a small question, right? It's not like, hey, can you learn how to do your multiplication tables in the next week, right? Like, this is like a serious question, but the bullpen's been really good. And,
yeah.
you know, that maybe not so great in innings 5 through 7, but whatever. All right. You know, they've kind of addressed that. Guy's getting healthier. They're going to get Tyler Malley back. So, you know, that and the return of Cody Bradford, and I know he didn't, you know, first outing was rough, but that all started with a bunt single and a bloop single, and, you know, he's going to be fine. Their bullpen depth and then the acquisition of Andrew Chafin should help them considerably. Don't worry about their bullpen, right? It's not the best bullpen in the world, but that's not been an issue. The rotation, again, you're going to have your ebbs and flows, but overall the rotation's been really good, right? It's a pretty good mix. And again, adding Tyler Malley, I think, will help. And then eventually, you know, maybe next month, Jacob DeGrom, to whatever degree he's able to help. It really is the lineup. Now, Broaddus, I'll tell you this, and Gavin, you were asking, your very first question is this kind of who they are? And
yeah.
maybe there'd be a different feel to it if they weren't 4.5 games back of their division, and they're mm-hmm. lucky, you know, it's
right.
They're lucky that they're in a division that is winnable, despite the fact that the team's 5 games under 500. Because stick them in the Central, stick them in the East, and that wouldn't be the case. So, 52-57 down 4.5 in your division certainly has a little bit of a better feel than 52-57 and down 12.5 in your division. So,
mm-hmm.
It's tough to figure it out because the division is right there for the taking, even with their slow 109-game start.
I think that's a good segue into this next question. How would you look at them long term? Like, you know, whatever happens over the next two months is going to happen. But, I mean, if they don't really start performing well and you're looking at this team going into the winter, how much of a rebuild or how much of momentum is lost? Or would you feel like we're just going to run it back and all these guys are going to hit good next year?
Yeah, I think so. It's a great question, Gavin. I'd say let's start with Evan Carter and Josh Young. Both these guys have, you know, had a tough time staying on the field. Now, Evan Carter's back thing, I mean, that's a serious deal, right? And I think the Rangers are still looking for a little more clarification on, what that might look like long term and hoping that, you know, with rest, everything will ultimately be all right. Josh Young's, it's like freak things, right? A line drive that hits him in the wrong spot in the thumb. Phil Maton hits him with a pitch. It's not like a lingering back issue, right? Those are two separate things. Now, hopefully they both can, you know, eventually figure out a path to consistent health. And if they do, then you feel good about those two guys being a big part of your lineup. Guys, I think Corey Seager is someone who for the next 5 years will be able to hit. You know, maybe there'll be a little bit of a decline, but he's one of these guys who he is just such a hitter that I don't worry about Corey Seager in the lineup hitting. And then Wyatt Langford, I think he's going to be a stud, right? So you got those five guys right there. Marcus Semien, you know, I don't know that Marcus will age as well as Corey, but I don't think anyone has any doubts about Marcus's work ethic and ability to kind of hang in there and compete, right? He just might not be a guy 3 years from now that you build a lineup around, but, he had a really bad June, and he's back at it in July. He's still a really good player. I don't know about Josh Smith. I mean, he's having a hell of a year. I think he can be a really solid part of your lineup, but you're going to probably have to, you know, maybe make a move or two to help solidify things. And then, you know, you look at the rotation. Here's the thing that this is why I think the Rangers next year are still well positioned. You got a rotation next year that's headlined by DeGrom and Malley. I think the Rangers are going to try and bring Eovaldi back. If they do, heck yeah. I mean, that's a pretty damn good trio. You've got John Gray under contract. You've got Dane Dunning, Cody Bradford, Kamar Rocker, who I think you might see at some point this year. Jack Leiter, who maybe people have given up on, you probably mm-hmm. shouldn't give up on him. He still, I think, has a pretty strong path to being a good starter, and maybe not an ace, but a good starter. So they've got tremendous starting pitching depth going into the offseason, but I think there are some fair questions about the lineup. And then with the bullpen, they just, you know, Leclerc, Yates, Robertson are all free agents after this year, so you got some work to do with the bullpen.
Well, thank you for blessing us with some great Rangers insights on your day off, Sans. That was fantastic.
All right, fellas. Hey, be well and see you guys soon.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks,
there he is.
He's at Jared.
Jared Sandler on Twitter X, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.